About a month ago, I did a sermonette about a minister from the United Methodist Church. He said he had 8 things your minister will never tell you about the Bible. I looked at number 2 on the list at that time. Today, I'm going to cover number 7. Number 7 is parts of the Bible were intentionally written to disagree with other parts of the Bible. Not only does the Bible have many contradictions, some of them are clearly intentional. An Old Testament example is found in Psalm 51. That psalm was written after Babylonia destroyed Jerusalem and its temple that had been built by Solomon and led the city's inhabitants off to exile. Since the temple was no longer available for sacrifice, the author of Psalm 51 offers comfort in verses 16 and 17 by saying God does not even desire sacrifice, but only a contrite heart. First thing you see is that it is the Psalm of David, so his timing is a little off with Solomon reference. And I guess that's okay because, like I was telling my wife, that 100 years from now they'll be saying the Twin Towers were destroyed during World War II. So changing history is not a real big deal, it don't seem like anymore. So let's turn to Psalm 51, verse 16. For as you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it, you do not delight in burnt offering. Verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Then the minister said that somebody snuck in behind him because they did not like what they saw was written, and totally changed it around. Like, that's going to happen with somebody writing the Bible, and they didn't like what somebody wrote, so they're in there scratching something off or changing something. And that is in verses 18 and 19. In verse 18, do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Verse 19, then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. I'll go back on that in here in a bit. So what was the point David was really trying to make? If you'll turn to 1 Samuel 15, 22. 1 Samuel 15, 22. As the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of the rams. God is more interested in a clean heart. He is not want mindless sacrifice. David knew that God wants a clean heart and mind over a sacrifice. What was the benefit of giving a spotless lamb if your heart was not in it? It would be like going to the Passover today without a contrite heart, not recognizing the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. I'm going to read a couple more scriptures to emphasize this. You can take note of them, but you do not need to turn there. One's Isaiah 1, 11 through 17. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I've had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats. In verse 12, when you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand to trample on my courts? Verse 13, bring no more futile sacrifices, or you can change futile into worthless. Incense is an abomination to me, the new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies. I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting. Verse 14, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I'm weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. We definitely wouldn't want to hear that about us. But verse 16, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. And one more is Hosea 6:6. You'll need to turn there. But it says, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. So if we go back to verses 18 and 19 in 1 Samuel. Let's see. They're not 1 Samuel, but in Psalm 18 and 19. I'd like to read a commentary from our website on what it means on those last two scriptures. It says, but David knows that God does not desire any physical sacrifices apart from the inner sacrifices of a right heart and mind. David concludes by asking God to do good to Zion or Jerusalem and to build into walls and build its walls, meaning to bless and protect the people, including leading them to the right mindset so that the people and their physical offerings would please him. This shows that God is pleased with physical offerings, but only when part of an inward devotion to him and life of obedience. And that was from our website. And then he had another one from the New Testament. He said, in the New Testament, we see an example of what the Gospels say about the message of John the Baptist. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke all depict John the Baptist saying he was offering a baptism for the forgiveness of sin through repentance alone. But writing later, the author of the Gospel of John didn't like that at all. I guess he didn't know who wrote John. He wanted to say that forgiveness comes through sacrifice, the blood sacrifice of Jesus himself. So in contradiction to the other Gospels, he says that the message of John the Baptist was to proclaim Jesus as a pending sacrificial Lamb of God. And then his last little paragraph says, contradictions such as those in Psalm 51 and what the Gospels say about John the Baptist, as well as others that can be found in both the Old and New Testaments, show that much of the Bible is an interplay of human agendas, which often conflict with one another. Well, they're all eyewitness accounts in the Gospels, with the exception of Luke, who's writing down eyewitness accounts given to him. Anytime you have things occur that all involve giving account to, you will have some that leave out certain parts or see it just slightly different. You do not find contradictions in any of these accounts. Only certain things said by one that might not have been said by one of the others. They are all in harmony. I'm reading a book. The author was in a plane crash, and a few people died in it and that, and he was writing this book, and some of the other survivors didn't agree with all of his accounts of what happened. He says, we're all in the same plane, but we all had different views. So even there, they contradicted some of his memory on what really happened, even though they were all sitting in the same plane. But the books of the Bible are God-breathed and do not have any contradictions, just a lack of understanding on the part of some. If you'll turn to 2 Timothy 3:16. I think this is where he was mistaken. But in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." So that would tell you no one was sneaking behind somebody's back, changing stuff. And we don't have to worry that the Bible is not accurate. In-depth study will always show that the Bible is to be true and men are to be mistaken.